Yo. So it's 12:54. I got up at like noon and then got distracted. And so I didn't record a podcast for the first hour I was awake. So sorry about that, but I'm here and you're here. So last night I went and saw the documentary RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Very good. I mean, if you're like her, you know, if you don't like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, if you're like, oh, she's terrible, you're one of those, you know, if you're like, I guess, a conservative person, you might not like her. Or maybe you would. Maybe you'd say, I like her, but I don't didn't I think she's wrong that women should get equal pay. You know, they don't deserve it. Maybe you're one of those people. Hey, there's plenty. But yeah, it was a good documentary. I didn't know a lot of stuff about her. I just know that she is old. And she's on Supreme Court. She wears the lace thing, and that you know, she wrote some really good dissenting opinions in the past few years. But yes, I would recommend seeing RBG if that if you have movie pa if you don't have movie pass, seeing a documentary in the theater, yeah, you know, it's gonna be on Netflix pretty soon, I'm sure, or some HBO or whatever. I don't know where. I'm not involved in the negotiations of the streaming rights to RBG. So that's what I did last night. And now here we are. So I guess we'll look at the news. And you know, I'm not even gonna mention anything politically that's going on today involving Twitter, other than holy shit. That is my reaction to certain tweets. But you want to hear some good news? Morgan Freeman to voice Vancouver transit system. I'm moving to Vancouver. My good friend, comedian and actor, Juilliard-trained actor Jeffrey Joseph, has he has some kind of status because of his I guess he has a grandparent from Canada or something. He's able to get dual citizenship, right? And now he's just living in Vancouver, and he says it's fantastic, and it sounds like a dream. Now, you're telling me I go to Vancouver. Now I have this great prime minister, Justin Trudeau, that everybody loves, right? I don't have a president that I'm not not going to talk about right now, but you know how I feel. And I got and I'm on the West Coast in this of Canada, and I get on. I guess they have a subway system there. And who tells me to stand clear of the closing doors? Morgan Freeman? Yes. I'd moved. I'm ready to just move for the Morgan Freeman transit announcements. New York City, they put so much money. So much money goes into the transit system here, and it's a mess. That's why we have Cynthia Nixon running for governor. Cynthia Nixon, if you don't know, from Sex and the City. I'm sure you probably is aware that she's running for the governor of the state of New York. Solely on, I'm going to fix the subway, which, guess what, does not run the entire state of New York. It is only within the five boroughs. Well, MTA, if you're going further on MTA, you got Long Island Railroad. And you got Metro North, the suburban, like commuter rails. But still, the vast majority of the state, although most of the people are down here. She's basically saying, I'm going to be the governor of New York City. I'm going to fix the subways. The rest of the state, fucking relax. What's wrong? Are your cows not producing enough milk, you rubes? And Buffalo, what's your problem? Why are you even up there? It's so cold. Why would you even be up there? I've been to Buffalo. It's nice. But, yeah, I don't get it. I had I know a guy up there that lived down here. He lived in New York City, and then he went to Buffalo to take care of some family business, and he just stayed because he loves it so much. And he just he's a comic. He works the road out of Buffalo and enjoys his life. Has a house. A lot of people put importance on a house. I'll tell you, I put zero importance on a house. I live in one of the smallest apartments you'll ever see, and it is plenty. Me, Jacqueline, and two cats. If we had a child, all right, then I'm saying we need another room. But it's not even about kids. People just like houses. I think, but now people care less. That's the great thing about when people complain about millennials, I'm not a millennial, right? I miss the cutoff. But my couch came in the mail, and I plan on renting for the rest of my life. So I'm kind of, I feel like an honorary member. And my, Jacqueline's a millennial, so if we had a child, it would be half millennial. So I feel like I'm qualified, they know what's important. They don't give a shit about I gotta own a home, because it's a fraud. If you own a home and you love it, of course, good for you. I'm not saying people shouldn't own homes. It just doesn't appeal to me. I'm sure I've talked about that a million times. And how a lawn just looks like anxiety to me. Like, now I gotta take care of a lawn. I gotta mow it. No thanks. No, you get a guy to mow. Now I have to have a person come to my house and take care of. No thanks again. I have to deal with another person in my life. I have to say, listen, this chore, I'm not gonna do it. Wait, would you do it? I'll give you money to do the thing I don't want to do. And I know that's their business. They're happy that people don't want to do it, but it still feels a little too classist. And I'm poor, and I can't even afford the house, let alone the guy to cut the. But who cares? I don't mind being poor. Oh, speaking of being poor, Fed survey shows 40% of adults still can't cover a $400 emergency expense. Well, I got to say, that depends when you hit me up for that emergency expense. See, like that 40%, what do they mean? They mean at the moment of that survey. So maybe, let me see, if I had $400 emergency expense right now, could I cover it? I could, but it would fuck my shit up. But I could do it. So I am a part of the 60% today. I mean, next month, the way things are going, I won't be able to cover that $400 emergency expense. But what is the emergency expense? Why is it 400? I understand. They have to pick a line. But it's not, you know, $1,000 emergency expense, which is what emergency expenses are. They're $1,000, $1,500. Oof, now we got a problem. But I'd figure it out. How many percent say, I can't cover it, but I'll figure it out. I'll get it. I would have to look at the article to find that out, which I will not do. Okay, one more. Amazon banning shoppers who return items too often. See, it was too good, Amazon. That's what happened. Too good, just get the whole goddamn market, and then guess what, fucks? The rules ain't the same anymore. Nobody can compete with us. And if you try to question it, you're out of here. You want to be cut off from Amazon, motherfucker? Do you really want no Amazon in your life? Because you know, where are you gonna go? Jet.com? I think not. Actually, I order for Amazon. Not often. You know, because you know what you end up getting on Amazon? Either you can get, like, everything. But then it is the return shit. I don't feel like returning shit in the mail, dog. Let's go to the store where I still don't return stuff. But I've returned. I'll go return something at the Gap, but it's like I could go to the post office to I get like a pair of sneakers in the fucking mail, and now if they don't fit, fuck that. When I get like a gift card to Amazon, I'll use it. But But if I lived in not New York, I live in a neighborhood where I can walk to a lot of different stores and just get shit. There's a shoe store down the street. There's a Gap down the street. And what else do I really need? That's about it. All right. What is it? Wednesday? So I got an episode coming tomorrow. Not a lot of people listen. You're listening right now. But I think it never makes sense out of who's listening and who's not. It kind of goes up and down. But I'm thankful for your listenership. And maybe tell a friend. I don't know if we're... You know what? Don't. Let's go another few weeks to see if this can be consistently decent. Because the past 2 days are garbage, and I know it. Today, I'm not saying it's put me in the podcast Hall of Fame. But it was better than the past 2 days. If you didn't listen to the past 2 days, believe, just take my word for it. Don't even go back. All right, see you tomorrow. We love you.